Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Pensacola, Florida, it's time for Pensacola Business Radio. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. Keith over here, broadcasting live from DeVille Square, Pensacola Business Radio. And I have across the table from me today, I have Mr. Jeff Cecil from Ventura Group of Florida. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
And I have arrived alive in pink furry crutches, Amy Davis with Milton Springfling. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
So, like I said, he didn't tell me you were bringing luggage, but you
brought the luggage.
Yeah, you broke your foot, leg,
right,
what?
Right foot. Without an exciting story to go with
it. You know, so how far along in this healing process are you?
A week.
Oh, man. So it's going to be summertime with a boot, isn't it?
No, I'm hoping possibly 3 to 6 weeks max.
Okay. All right. Okay. I like the pink crutches. Yeah, right, you got to give her credit, man. Did you actually sit there and wrap them all in duct tape, or did somebody do that for you?
From the ACL repair 2 years ago. I'm not new to crutches.
You had a house pair of crutches, huh? Amy. Oh, so, all right, Jeff. Well, tell me about Ventura Group. We met at one of the chamber breakfasts,
right,
and
at the Greeters.
You said you're kind of new to the area, but not new to Florida, right?
Actually, somewhat new to Florida, about 2 years.
Oh, yeah, so, you can claim it.
I can claim it.
You can claim it.
Yeah, originally from Chicago, spent my whole life in Chicago.
Yeah, love that city, by the way.
Yeah, beautiful city from May to October.
Yeah,
the
rest of the time it's snow, isn't it?
No, it's just brutally cold. I mean, my wife was back visiting, and she woke up one morning, it was -3 with a wind chill of 20 below. Yeah. It was only 2 weeks ago.
So. Have fun. Yeah. We're sitting here, 65
exactly.
Today?
It's sunny.
Gorgeous. Yeah,
it's just gorgeous. So, yeah, so what happened is I've been doing work for Ventura Group of Florida. They're a 17-year-old company. I've been doing work with them, business consulting for probably close to 15 years. And, the owner finally said to me, you know, why don't you come on board? We have nobody up in the Pensacola area. We'd love for you to be part of the team officially. And I said, great, let's do this. So, Ventura Group of Florida covers the entire state of Florida. And there's three areas that we focus on. So mergers and acquisitions for professional services is probably the top of the list.
Yeah.
So we focus on CPAs and law firms. And actually, right now, we are the most active merger and acquisition group that's working with CPAs in the state of Florida. So
why does a CPA, because there's a lot of mergering and acquisition going on? Or
think about what happens is you're a CPA, you've got, you know, your client base built up, and then it's time to retire.
Yeah.
Right? And you say, okay.
Because it takes that long.
Yeah. So now what do I do? Well, now you get a CPA firm where the owner's in his 40s, mm-hmm. and he's looking for a way to expand his business.
Right.
So we bring those two together, and you know, one acquires the other one, and the older gentleman gets to retire and feel pretty good about himself, and the other group grows bigger and keeps all those same clients. And so it's a nice way to acquire a nice, decent base.
Well, are you finding that a lot, and especially in that world, I think that's the way you grow.
That is
you buy somebody else. You don't go open another branch. You buy a successful business already.
Correct. That is the best way to do it, because you know that you have automatic income coming in from all those people and all those tax returns for CPAs, especially. You know, they're busy all the time, but they have just a great base of people. Same with the law firms. You know, same thing. You know, you have a great base, so you're just buying them and you're acquiring them, and sometimes the CPA will stay on for a year just to kind of do the transition, and then they're off. So,
and so you guys help with that. I mean, all the way from introducing the people and finding them to making that transition.
Well, we take them all the way. We could do the transition. The part we focus on the most is somebody wants to sell their firm, and then we find the buyer for the firm. And then, of course, a lot of times what happens is you get into the negotiation part.
Yeah.
And then for the seller, it's personal. And for the buyer, it's business.
Yeah.
And so you got to be able to manage those two personalities at times and keep the
emotion,
alive.
Man. Oh, it's gotta be hard. Yeah, I mean, I can
there's
imagine.
Times, they just walk away from the table. They're both, you know, ones are
spend
about this.
Spend your life building something.
Yeah. And so we bring them back to the table and usually, you know, help them negotiate through that. So, so that's one of the parts. The second part is actually business brokerage, where people want to sell their business or people are looking to buy a business.
Yeah.
And so we help with that.
Do you find a lot of people buying the business to turn around and sell it? Like you flipping business? Does that happen?
That happens a lot.
Yeah.
It depends. It's funny. most people that are buying a business, what they're doing is they're tired of working for somebody else.
Yeah.
They decided they want to do their own thing. And to do a startup is always more difficult. So again, you know, find something that's already established, mm-hmm. already has a revenue, is already profitable. The hard part is a lot of people underestimate you know, the amount of time and effort, and it, you know, it requires of them as a business owner, right?
Yeah.
You know, they've been working this 9-to-5 job or 8-to-4, you pick whatever hours. And then suddenly, you know, now they're working it from the time they get up to the time they go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's sometimes it's not exactly what they thought. So we actually work with them a lot to try and make sure they understand that when they're a buyer, and also try and fit whatever their lifestyle is into that business. So, you know, you want to wake up, and this is where we actually, I love doing this part of the business.
You give the reality checks, don't you?
Well, yeah. I want to make sure that when they wake up every morning that they feel good about what they're doing.
Yeah.
Right.
Because then it's not work.
That's right.
Yep.
That's for a healthier lifestyle, everything that goes along with that.
Yeah.
And that was one of the reasons they wanted to go into business for themselves anyway, was because they kind of hated what they were doing.
Sure.
So we want them to love that.
Yeah.
And so we'll spend time with the buyer to make sure, understand what all his likes and dislikes are, and really try and match him up with that side of things. And then on the seller side, it comes back to that emotional game, because it's time for them to sell. And reasons for selling depend all, you know, they go all over the place. I'm retiring.
Yeah.
I'm emotionally drained and I'm tired. I'm ready to sell. I got family issues. You know, you never know.
Yeah.
But you know, hopefully, and it could be, hey, I've built this business up. I'm selling it. I'm flipping it and I'm moving on to something else.
Right.
You know, that's the true entrepreneurial, you know, kind of feeling.
Get it going and let somebody else take it.
And then move
hopefully
on.
Hopefully you're making some equity from it.
Exactly. Buy decently low, build it up to high and do it again. Yeah, I knew a guy that actually owned an architectural firm, and he sold it for millions and then went and did something else and then bought his own firm back, built it up even higher and sold it again for more.
He
doubled it. You know, it's just like, you know, but he loved doing that.
Yeah.
So that's what I have to do.
So how do you even start this process of selling your business? Because I can think of so many things that could go wrong if people hear you're changing the name, or you got a different buyer, or you know, how do you do this? How do you sell a business?
Well, I think the hardest thing for the seller is to first get all their information and, you know, kind of get their ducks in a row. So the first thing they really need to do is get 3 years of financials, you know, clean up their financial house. Cause you know, especially if you're self-employed, a lot of times you're like, I'll get to it.
Mm-hmm.
So clean up your financial house, get 3 years of financials together. And then, you know, it's funny, but you almost have to relate selling your business to like selling a house. Get rid of the clutter, get rid of the junk.
You know, if you haven't used it in 6 months, it's gone.
Right? You know, people just kind of, they're sitting there and they're going through all the stuff and they've built up all this stuff. And it might even be throwing a coat of paint on the walls. You know, just make it look presentable.
Yeah.
You know, if you're getting ready to sell your business, that's something that you want to
scoop the poop out of the dog poop out of the yard.
You know, just kind of get it ready. You know?
Yeah.
But, and then, you know, kind of, once you get all that stuff done, you get the 3 years of financials done. So that's where we come in and we start working with you as the seller. You know, one of the first things you have to do is figure out how much is it worth?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Are your books in order?
Yeah. And so a lot of times there's this misnomer. People are like, well, I did $2 million in sales. So isn't it worth $2 million?
Yeah.
No, because that's not what you're getting out of the business.
Right.
So that's the hard part. Excuse me. What really the valuation is based on is what we call owner's benefits. How much are you taking out of the business?
Right.
And it's not just a salary.
Yeah.
Is there car payment coming out of the business? Is your health insurance coming out of the business? You know, is your club membership coming out of the business? All of those things, everything and anything that's coming out of the business that you take personally is called owner's benefits.
And so is that a value or is that a negative against the value of a business?
No, that's the good part. That's the value, because that's what, if someone's buying your business, they want to know how much they're going to make.
Yeah.
Right. And so then what we do is we take that and we add that to whatever you reported on your income tax as far as a profit. And that's truly the value of the business.
Right.
And then depending on the type of business and the location, there's a multiple that goes against it. So for example, if you were in Southern Florida and you were selling a restaurant, it might be 1.5 times whatever the owner's benefits are. If you're in Orlando, it could be as much as 3 times. And if you're in Pensacola, it might go back down to 1.5.
You should tell them 5.
Yeah,
tell
them
5. We're trying to build something here, man.
That's true. And that's the interesting thing though, because we want to make sure that when we talk to these business owners that there is a reality check.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the hardest part. Again, it's personal for them.
Yeah.
You know, and so when you throw that number out there, sometimes they're like, wait, what?
Yeah. But then there's other factors that come into play too, which I'm sure you have to relate, but whether it's cost of living here or average, you know, demographic and how, you know, I'd trade a lot for the sandy beach, man. I don't know about most people.
I have, and it's well
yeah,
worth it.
Yeah, see, they're spitting examples. Yeah, so.
Absolutely.
So let me ask you, is this something that keeps you busy? Is this happening a lot?
Well, you know, it's interesting, especially, which is why I liked being in the Pensacola area. There's, you know, one or two people, but nobody that I have found is active as we are.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I'm at all the events, you know, talking to people, we're calling people every day, and it's all word of mouth, letting people know you're out there.
I'll be honest, up until about a year ago, I had no idea these kinds of things existed.
Yeah.
But then again, I didn't have a business to sell or buy either. So, I didn't know where to go.
It's one of those weird things. You wouldn't even think about, if I wanted to buy a business, what do I do?
Right.
You know? Or if I want to sell my business, do I just, you know, throw it up on Craigslist?
And, yeah. Or eBay it?
Yeah, right?
Which I'm sure somebody's tried.
I am sure. But there is a lot that we as a broker need to do when you're ready to sell your business.
Yeah.
You know, we kind of help you through that process, and we bring a lot of different experiences and responses to, you know, different things that happen to the table. From, you know, just having you prepare the business to sell to all the marketing and creating all the content and just everything that kind of goes into all that. And we live in this great age of, you know, of technology where we can actually, you know, it's not old school as much anymore where, you know, you kind of look at a listing and you got to visit it. We can actually do, you know, online. This is what the business looks like.
Yeah.
So people can see how great it looks.
Sure.
You know, it's kind of like, you know, again, that whole house, looking at the house before you even see it kind of thing. It kind of weeds out the people that are just tire kicking.
Yeah.
You know, which is always the struggle. You know, it's like, you know, they come to Florida on vacation. They're like, hey, honey, you go to the beach. I'm going to call a broker up and see what kind of business is down here.
Yeah.
If you ever want to move down here.
Uh-huh.
You know, so we kind of work through weeding those guys out.
Well, and so that kind of leads me to another question is, you know, how do you guys market yourselves and is it safe to do that? Cause you know, I guess being a business owner or knowing other business owners, you know, a casual lunch with you may not necessarily be a casual lunch. You know what I mean? And I know a lot of business owners, when they try to switch hands or they want to keep the brand or they want to be peaceful, nobody needs to know they're talking to you, you know?
Right.
Well, so, I mean, how does that work?
Well, that's one of the ways that we do it. And I mean, this happens a lot where the owner will either call us or email us and go, hey, I'm ready to talk to you, but we're going to go meet offsite.
Yeah.
You know, because I don't want any of my employees.
Yeah, in a van by the river, right?
Yeah. Right? Sniffing that something's going on.
Yeah.
Until it's time.
Yeah.
Because, you know,
employees or, you know, anyone else in the company.
Yeah, right.
I can imagine.
Anybody know? And in some cases, if they're getting ready to retire, they're like, I don't care. Come on in. It's time to sell this thing. But for those that are probably more tired, you know, it's like, you know what? I can't do this anymore.
Yeah.
Feeling those are the ones that are being more cautious and stuff. So, you know, because we are out so much and trying to be visibly seen at all these events and talking to people and going to lunches and, you know, doing radio shows like this, that people can, you know, then call us, you know, discreetly. I give out my cell phone number, like not a problem at all. You know, email me, we'll meet you anywhere, anytime. Because I know that when you're trying to sell your business, sometimes it's not easy to go into your business and talk to you because there's all these distractions.
Sure. Okay. So what's the coolest business you sold? What's the weirdest business you've sold?
Weirdest business. Golly, that's a tough one because they're mostly all, I would say certain restaurants, certain types of restaurants are the, you know, kind of the weirdest things.
Yeah.
Because you're thinking, okay, who wants to buy, you know, some off the wall? And I don't want to get specific because then someone might get mad at me.
Yeah, but, no, I got you.
But you know, I would say probably a restaurant that serves really off bizarre food.
Yeah.
Is probably the weirdest kind.
You're like, oh, how am I ever going to sell this? And then you're like, who would want to buy this? Yeah. And then it just works out.
It works out. Yeah, it works out. You just find the right person. And that really is funny. That happens a lot. We had a bagel shop. I can say that much in Florida.
Uh-huh.
That's funny. Over the last 17 years, we've sold it 4 times.
Wow.
The same shop.
Yeah. But that's all right. You got people that want to run a bagel shop, right?
Well, they come in and they, again, I think it's that whole, hey, I think I want to run this thing.
Yeah, this thing looks fun.
And then after 3 years, because, you know, we always say, look, keep it at least 3 years.
Yeah.
Then they kind of go, all right, I'm out.
I'm out.
So the funny part.
So you got repeat business.
Well, here's the funny part. So the same guy sold it 4 times. Every time he walks in the store, all the employees are like, oh, no, not again.
Right, right. Right. That's too funny, yeah. man. So how long do these processes take usually, selling or buying?
Buying is usually much shorter.
Yeah.
Selling is longer. We actually, when we sign a contract, we sign a year contract with people.
Yeah.
Because you just never know. It's always about being at the right place at the right time sometimes.
Sure.
Again, why we do what we're doing with being at so many places. But on average, I would say it's going to take anywhere from 4 to 6 months
yeah.
to sell your business.
Well, that's not bad.
No, it's not too bad.
Because usually your 3 years of already thinking you want out before then.
Exactly.
You know?
and probably the biggest struggle is near the end for people because it's the due diligence.
It's the sign, the dotted line, isn't it?
Well, it's not just, it's getting to that, which would be great. It's allowing them to go through your books and, you know, making sure that's there. And, you know, of course, you know, no one likes to say it, but there's always that skeleton that pops out at the last minute, right?
Of course.
And you're, and that changes the whole deal. And again, that's where, as the broker, we come in and we kind of help settle the two sides down and kind of make it straight. But yeah, that happens more than you would think.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So, you had said that you really focus on helping people determine what kind of business they may be wanting.
Correct.
So, I mean, do you get customers that are literally like, man, I think I want to own a business, but I don't know what I want to do?
A lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they just know that they want out. And I think what they're trying to do is imagine themselves in that business. And so they come to you and they don't have a clue.
Yeah.
And so that's where we kind of pick their brains a little bit.
As I say, you run them through like a Berkman test hit this obstacle course or whatever you're good at. That's going
to
make
what do you like to do, you know, in your spare time?
Yeah.
You know, what hobbies do you have? You know, all these little things, you got to ask those kinds of questions so that we can narrow it down so that they can kind of go into it. And then, you know, we kind of start talking about the different options.
Yeah.
And then that gives them the ability to almost picture themselves in that business, you know, and then we show them certain businesses and, you know, they walk in and they stand there and they're like, could I really do this?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I could. This feels really good.
Yeah.
And I think that's a lot of times for buyers, it's, you know, it's kind of like putting on that new pair of shoes. Does it feel good?
Yeah, you need the trial run for exactly. a second. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you feel good in this? But, you know, sometimes, you know, again, you know, the bagel shop's the best one. You know, it's funny because it's, you know, it's early hours.
It's,
you know, people don't.
Guy.
They don't think about that, right? They don't think.
Yeah.
And that's
what. Oh, yeah. I got to be here at 3 a.m. to get bagels going for the 6:30 breakfast crowd.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Or sometimes it's partners that own the business, right? And they were sharing the workload.
Yeah.
And then one person comes in and buys it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you got another.
Yeah, you got to flip a coin.
You got another 80 hours you got to fill. How are you going to do that?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, things like that. So they don't think through that. So we try to help them think through all this this stuff.
Questions that you just don't even know you need to ask.
Yeah. And that really is the fun part. The third thing, by the way, we never got to real quick, is that we do this consulting service to help owners of their business. So let's say your business is floundering, you're right at break even, and you're like, how do I make it profitable? Let's say you're profitable, but you're stuck at a certain level and you want to go to the next level. We actually, because this is one of the things that I've been doing for the company for all those years, come in and we look at both their operations and their technology. But what we do that's different is we don't just make a recommendation. We actually like to be inserted as the COO or the CEO or CTO so that we can make actual change. So we make recommendations and then we go to the owner and go, okay, now make us your COO, CTO. We're going to make these changes because this is what's going to affect it. Because 9 times out of 10, you make a recommendation to the owner and they realize that it's going to take more hours and more work and they'll go, I'll get to it later.
Yeah.
If we can come in and do that for them, then we can actually make
the push
change
out the door. Yeah.
A lot of times that's the deal breaker though, because you know, the owner's like, you're not coming in and just making changes to my business.
Yeah.
And we're like, okay, but if this is what you want to do, if you want to go to that next level, this is the way it has to work. Because you're already overwhelmed. One of the reasons you can't get to the next level is because you're maxed out.
That's it. You know, there are only so many hours you can put to produce so many dollars.
Yeah. And so, you know, those are the fun, you know, a lot of the fun stuff. I mean, for me, you know, this whole business is a blast because if I can make someone feel good about what they're doing, whether they're selling a business, buying a business, acquiring a business, or taking their business to the next level, I wake up every morning.
You got a physical challenge every day, don't you? Yeah.
Yeah,
very cool.
But it's a lot of fun. It really is. It's great. And you know, the business continues to grow. People are buying and selling businesses like, you know, from the thousands every day. So
yeah. Well, Jeff, let's tell them everywhere they can get a hold of you guys.
Sure. So you can go to our website, which is VenturaFlorida.com. And you'll find us there. You can also get a hold of me at jeff@venturaflorida.com. My cell is 850-217-1810. Whether you're selling your business, looking to buy a business,
need somebody to help you make the bagels.
Yeah. What? Just give us a call, email me. Again, we said earlier, you know, if you need to be discreet about it, we're very discreet about that stuff.
Yeah.
And not a problem. So yeah, just check us all out and yeah, we're excited, but thanks. I really appreciate it.
Yeah. Well, great. Thanks for coming in. Hang out for a little while.
All right.
Amy's got all kinds of cool stuff to share with us.
I do.
So, and I play music, I play bass. I've been in a band since I was a little kid. So the fact that we have a music festival coming within short driving distance from here
that we're hoping is going to blow up.
Yeah.
Into a huge...
So lay it on me, Amy.
All right. We've got Milton Spring Fling 16. It is going to be at the Santa Rosa County Fairgrounds in Milton, Florida on March 5th.
Which is like, what, 20 minutes from here,
exactly.
Maybe?
Yeah, and it's kind of hidden in the backwoods. So, you know, hopefully we're going to be able to.
You're going
to
start the next Bonnaroo. I can feel it.
Oh, I don't know. I hope so.
We're just going to call it Pensacola Roo.
We're hoping. You know, we've got a couple of objectives with this. We've got some really great charities that we're, you know, a lot of the proceeds are going to go to and that we're contributing to. But the biggest thing is really we just want to put Milton on the map. Being, you know, downtown Milton is a beautiful area. And we want people to really, you know, kind of go to Milton and see, hey, you know, there is something here. So hopefully put it on the map. And eventually, as the years pass by, we'll make it into a weekend festival as well as bring in the really the really big name bands. We've got some really great local bands and nationally touring artists right now, but none that, you know, we don't have like Stone Temple Pilots or Aerosmith or anything.
Stone Temple Pilots is working on some rebuilding. I promise you. So, all right. Well, let's throw out there who you do have, because
we've got nine bands. We're gonna have two stages, a main stage and a smaller stage. Molly Ringwald's our headline.
Okay,
us.
So you had me there.
Yep, Molly Ringwald's
so first
our
of all, and Molly Ringwald's, don't kill me for saying this, but their outdoor shows
are amazing.
Are so much better than their indoor shows.
Oh yeah.
Only because I think the energy of an outdoor show is an outdoor show. Yeah. Two, I absolutely am addicted to the 80s. So much that like the kids know the 80s. Like Journey is our words that are
and they
constantly spoken in not only my household, but our friends' households. And so you had me at Molly Ringwald's, but they are awesome.
They're the ones that we're really excited
about.
Yeah,
they're going to be fun.
But the other ones that we've got backing them up, Southern Draw Band is also headlining our smaller stage.
Yeah.
Heritage out of Panama City, kind of a mix of reggae, rock, and everything. Robert Wayne, Navarre's very own.
Yeah.
If you've heard of him.
Yeah.
He
He's been to the Songwriter
boy.
Festival and all that
right.
other stuff,
yeah.
too.
He's
yeah.
He's a local boy. And I know a lot of people are really excited about seeing him. Our very own Tribe Zion, they play a lot in Pensacola, Navarre, I think they've been over to Panama City as well.
Yeah.
Believe they played last night at the Vinyl with Ballyhoo.
I think you're right. And they mix what? They do.
They kind of do a mix of blues,
like
reggae,
ska,
rock.
Yeah. It's got all kinds of weird stuff in it.
They kind of mix everything all together. They do have original songs, which is mostly what they'll be playing at the festival, because we're encouraging a lot more of the originals for these artists than the cover stuff. But yeah, they've got several originals that are amazing. And then they cover a lot of songs, but they make those songs their own. So
very cool.
They're really interesting.
All right. Who else?
L Dub.
Yeah,
you heard of him?
I have.
Out of Key West.
I have.
This man is a one man band.
Literally.
He starts out these songs with just a little bebop in whatever it is that he does is synthesizing. And by the time he's done with this song, it sounds like he has a full band on stage.
Now he like layers all of this stuff, right?
It.
Yeah. He's got some
all on
cool
his own.
Electronics.
Sits on a bar stool with a bunch of stuff at his feet with a guitar.
Does his own
hand,
drums.
Does his own. With, everything.
Very cool.
It's amazing. So he's one that you really don't want to miss. I'd say YouTube him and see what he does. And once you see what he does, you're not going to want to miss seeing it live. And then we've got Cody Lee Stone Band, Jason Abel Project, and Branded X.
Very
cool.
Those are
just some of the smaller local bands that have made a name for themselves in this area.
Yeah. So. Okay, so you put festival on the end of a thing or fling or whatever, and people freak out because they think it's going to be like super expensive.
No.
Yeah.
We're keeping it affordable.
Yeah.
$25 general admission.
That's awesome.
For
all
a
day
whole
long.
Day.
All day
Gates
long.
It's open at 11, and it's going to go all the way until pretty much they shut us down.
Okay.
Branded X is going to be the last one coming on, and we're going to let them play until basically they tell us to shut it down.
Yeah.
So as late as we can.
Well, and you're out at the fairgrounds. So there's not too much around. So
we are giving children 12 and under a discount ticket of $5 because we do want this to be a family friendly event. Yep. And we also have a really awesome VIP area, which so is going to be $75. Yep. $75 per ticket for the VIP. That's going to include free beer, wine, and soda, water. There will be one meal ticket provided. So a meal will be provided while you're there.
Wait. So I can see music, I can eat, I can drink, mm-hmm. all for $75.
Oh, and there's more in the VIP area. Oh. You got hot tubs. With the private changing area, there will be hot tubs. We're going to have hammocks available and some really super big afternoon chairs. Nap. Yeah, you need an afternoon nap. We've got a semi-climate controlled tent area. And then everybody that's in the VIP is going to have their private preferred seating and standing areas to both of the stages, main stage and smaller stage.
Very cool.
And then there's also going to be private portable bathroom areas that's used just by the VIP.
That's worth $75 on it. So, yeah,
exactly.
I don't know if you've been to the porta potties and festivals, but I'd take a private one any day of the week.
And over the course of the next couple of weeks, we're working on some other surprises too. So can't really say what those are now. But
okay. So when though? We're getting close, right?
Yeah. We're like March 5th, three weeks away. March 5th, first Saturday in March. Tickets are available right now at Jack's Vapors in Milton, as well as Doc's Bar and Liquor in Milton, Santa Rosa County Chamber of Commerce in Milton, Roly Poly here in Pensacola. And
both
East
Diana
River.
And Donna were big supporters. They both handed me flyers at separate times.
And then East River Smokehouse over in Navarre. So those are where tickets can be purchased face-to-face, but you can also go on miltonspringfling.com and purchase them online.
Okay. And then you can get them at the gate if for some reason you just don't make it to any of those before.
Day of the event.
Very cool. So what time, when can we park the car and like start coming in?
Gates open at 11. So you can probably
tailgate
start
for a little while.
You can
come the day before, right?
Yeah. No. There's going to be way too much setting up going on the day before. Don't bother that. Let me add to the sponsors.
Yeah,
or not
please.
Our sponsors. I'm sorry, the charities.
Well, tell them, because a lot of this, the money from the ticket sales, not only obviously takes care of some of the cost, but a lot of the money's going to
the charities. All of the proceeds from any of the beer and alcohol sales is all of that. 100% of that money is going to these charities. Yeah. And it's going to be split up between four charities, one of them being Remembering Black Hawk 11 out of Navarre, Veterans Memorial Association, Shoes That Fit, and the Milton Volunteer Fire Department.
Didn't your leadership program just do something with the Black Hawk thing in Navarre?
They did. Yeah. We had a beautiful car wash last weekend.
A friend of mine, Colton Wright, was in that for this last year.
And they've got the Mojo cook-off this weekend.
Yeah.
So... And for anybody that doesn't know what that is, it is a group of people that are bringing in all of the survivors and family from the victims of the Black Hawk 11 helicopter crash in Navarre. They're coming in.
And they built that really cool memorial.
They're in the process. Yeah, this is separate from the actual memorial. This is them bringing in the family and friends from the victims.
How cool.
They're bringing them in for an entire weekend event, and they're paying for their lodging, rental cars, everything.
Awesome.
There's a Marine that's heading it up. They're doing a 770-mile ruck march from Navarre all the way back to Camp Lejeune.
Wow.
The Marines are.
Holy cow.
They could use all the help they can get.
Yeah, give them some support. Yeah,
definitely.
That's a long march. Okay, so who else? You got two or three other charities in there, don't you?
Veterans Memorial Association.
That's one.
And Shoes That Fit. And
Shoes That Fit. So how does, I've never heard of this one. So how does that work?
Shoes That Fit, I'm not real familiar with it. Patrick knows more of the details. Patrick, being the coordinator of Spring Fling, I'm just the director, so he's the producer.
He sabotaged you with this
coordinator,
one.
Yeah, but I believe that they just kind of gather together shoes and then they distribute them out to schools.
Yeah.
Honestly, don't ask me a whole lot of details.
Okay,
about
I'm sure
that
we can Google it and find out.
Yeah, Google it for sure.
The cool thing is they're getting support.
Yes, 100%.
Yeah.
So, and then, of course, we all know what our volunteer fire department does. So lots of thanks and gratitude to them, so we want to give back to them as well.
Very cool.
I believe they are also going to be out at the festival. We've got a kids zone, and I believe they're going to have a fire truck out there. The kids zone's going to have 8, I think, bounce houses, and then they're going to have some kind of fair style games,
funnel cake?
Vendors.
Tell me there's going to be funnel cake.
We are going to have some vendors out there.
Cool.
So I can't promise funnel cake vendor.
But you asked one of them to make funnel cake.
We do have some really cool vendors. I know we've got one Cajun vendor that's coming out with Cajun food. The pictures look delicious.
Awesome.
So. But we've got the kids area that's being sponsored by Cricket Wireless.
Very cool. Okay, so you got bouncy houses, you got fire trucks, you actually have a zone that is sort of going to be contained and watched. And
yes.
So you guys really went out to making this a family event.
We want this to be a family event.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, there is going to be beer and alcohol, but we will be strictly enforcing behavioral expectations.
Sure.
And anybody that gets out of line is going to be asked to leave.
So, which was cool because my kids, ever since they've been born, music's been a huge part of their lives. Mm-hmm. And I had the oldest on my back at one watching Grateful Dead.
Yeah.
And she was young and we came and saw and left. But there's been lots of other festivals or music things I wanted to take it to that you just couldn't.
Right.
But you were really running a risk of just either putting them in danger or seeing stuff you didn't want to have to explain.
Family-oriented event that, you
Very
know,
cool.
yeah, the younger crowd can come out and have a really great time, but the families are going to feel safe and welcome to join us as well. So the kids will have somewhere
kind of fun.
And you
made it affordable.
Yes,
so
definitely.
Way to
definitely.
Go. Smart.
Well, I think it's cool too because Milton is such a great downtown area.
Yes, they do.
You know, you're really trying to focus.
And that's what we're trying to build it in, you know, bring it into an annual. Like I said, this is the second annual. Ask me what our first annual was.
What?
Our first annual Spring Fling was held in actually the backyard of the producer's home. And it was held after my little girl's fourth birthday. And we had four bands in one stage and it was a free event. It was just kind of, we didn't get the word out huge. We didn't want, you know, like 1,000 people to show up or anything. But the way that it became an actual annual thing was we had that the weekend after the Black Hawk helicopter went down.
Yeah.
And we decided to pass around a jar and make a collection for, you know, the victims' families.
Sure.
And we said, you know, 100%, we're not making any money off this. 100% of it is going to the families. And we collected, I think it was over $500. And as it turned out, all four of the bands ended up just donating. They didn't charge us, you know, to be there
awesome.
To play. They
That's
said,
great.
We're going to do this, you know, just out of the graciousness of
See,
our own
musicians
hearts.
Are good too.
And somebody said, you ought to do this every year. And
isn't that how
Patrick
it always starts?
Yeah.
We should do this again next year. Yeah.
Let's do it again.
We rock
so
that. Let's do
that's it.
It.
Yeah.
That was kind of how we originated. And this year we're doing it big time with the nine bands, two stages, actually getting the fairgrounds. And we're hoping
so you got plenty
it's
of room. So 50,000 people you want to show up, show
Not
up.
Not quite that.
Oh, come
we're
on.
We're aiming for 4 to 7, hopefully.
Okay.
Is, you know what we're aiming for.
Did you limit the VIP area, by the way, for how many people?
It is. It's limited to the first 200 tickets sold.
So hurry up and get there.
Yeah, hurry up and get there.
Do you have VIP tickets left?
We do have VIP tickets left. Don't ask me how many because I haven't been online to check.
No, that's cool. No worries.
So, but
you got one. One. Dial in now.
We have a few left. So definitely, if you want them, get over to those locations. Like I said, Jack's Vapor, Doc's Bar and Liquors in Milton, Roly Poly, Santa Rosa Chamber of Commerce, and East River Smokehouse, get to those places. Because if you buy them face-to-face, you don't have to worry about all the online ticket fees and taxes.
So, and if you're not in Milton, Roly Poly is right there on Bayou Boulevard here in Pensacola,
exactly.
right there by the mall.
By the mall.
So you don't have to be in Milton. And then you said you can get VIP or any of the other tickets on the website too, right?
Yep. Okay. Everything can be found on the website, which is miltonspringfling.com.
Yeah.
We can also be found on Facebook. We actually have two different Facebook sites. One is the social site. Where you can actually go and be a friend.
Yeah.
And then the other one is the concert venue site, which is the one where you just like it and check that for details.
Yeah.
So, but those can both be found under Milton Spring Fling.
Okay. So like what's left? Like you're 2.5 weeks out. Like this is crunch time. Do you still have room for sponsors and volunteers and all that?
We have room for sponsors until February 20th. So if you do want to sponsor and get your name out there.
Which is what, Saturday? So again.
Yeah, it's coming up quick. So we still are looking for one of the main stage sponsors.
Sure.
So if you want to get in touch with us, email us at miltonspringfling.com. Call us at 850-748-9696. Ask for Patrick or ask for Amy. We're still looking for sponsors. Anybody that wants to contribute, if you want to donate, we'll take donations. I think we're pretty good to go with the volunteers. We've got ROTC from one of the high schools volunteering, the Veterans Memorial Association are volunteering help. We've got a lot of friends that are volunteering their help. I know I'm leaving people out right now. But we've got quite a bit of help. But if you want to volunteer your time, your services,
that's right.
Yeah,
we'll put
you
on the list because somebody's not going to show up at some point, right?
Exactly. So, I mean, we want this to be a community event. We're keeping it local. All of our vendors, everybody that we've got that we're having sponsorships with, we've got some really great sponsors. We want it to stay local.
Yeah.
And the only thing we don't want to be local as it gets bigger and bigger is our artists and our bands.
Yeah.
But everything else, we want to stay local and bring center to Milton.
Man, I am excited for you and Patrick. You guys have done great.
Thank you. This is
really cool. And I'm glad that people, two different people, put the flyers in my head. They're like, you got to talk to these people.
It's been tough getting the word out.
You know,
we've got it on several of the radio stations. I know Nash has it. The Blaze has it.
Yeah.
ESPN Talk Radio's got it. Several of the radio stations have it. We're hoping to get a commercial out here in the next couple of weeks.
Just
down to the grind.
Yeah.
Just kind of hammered into people's head. Lots of Facebook stuff.
Yeah.
But we still come across every day people that haven't heard about it.
Let's see if we can help you out.
The Beast driving around.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people have seen the Milton Spring Fling truck. We call it the Beast. It's got the wrap on it. And I know that's been rolling advertisement.
Do you all have a bunch of flyers left?
We have flyers.
Because Pensacon's this weekend. So it might be worth just you and your pink crutches coming around. I mean, you can't miss those things coming, man. You just can't.
Leave the crutches out of this.
You know, and I know Patrick's busy, but, you know, come down and just throw some stuff at people. We got gallery night tomorrow night, too, so it might be.
True.
You know?
Yeah. We've been trying to get the word out, so this is a great way. We appreciate you inviting
absolutely.
Us out.
Hey, we're glad we can help.
Getting the word out on this.
So. I'm a music guy at heart, so I'm with you. Thank you both for coming in today.
Thank you.
And sharing your stories. I'm excited. So, guys, you can find us at P-Cola Radio X on Twitter. You can find us at P-Cola BRX on Facebook, or you can find us on our website at pensacola.businessradiox.com. Again, both of you, thanks for coming in today.
Thank you.
This has been Pensacola Business Radio, where business is good and your work matters.